I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me in your testament to the 4th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And there we have the record by the Apostle Matthew to the attack in temptation of the devil on the person of the Son of God. And when we come to verse 11, we read that the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. We have here on the record of Scripture the quick shift of the devil of hell in his attempt to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a staggering announcement at the end of this record. Then the devil leaveth him. This was a personal attack upon the person of God incarnate by the devil himself. Our blood would freeze as we think upon this. Imagine the king of darkness challenging the king of light, and in his hunger after 40 days of fasting to come and on 3 accounts try to destroy the holiness and the wonder of God manifest in the flesh. Joseph Hart, who was one of the great Puritan hymn writers, wrote the words away back in 1759. The mighty God that reigns on high, inhabiting eternity, who makes the heaven of heavens his throne, the holy, high, and lofty one, before the splendor of whose rays the brightest angel veils his face, while all the hosts with one accord cry, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. This God, so humble in his love, stoops to behold the things above, but lower still that love can go, he stoops to visit worms below. His royal state aside he laid, came down on earth, a man was made, to make poor men the sons of God and pay the debt his brethren owed. With sinners, condescension great, with sinners Jesus deemed to eat and tempted in the desert vast, for sinners he vouchsafed to fast. hunger and thirst with willing mind. He underwent, nor once repined, content beneath our load to groan, and make our woes and wants his own. Now, Christian, offer prayers and praise. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, nor alms nor fastings disesteem, for God accepts them all in him. Fear not, thy gracious God in love, thy prayers will hear, thy fasts approve. For what good things can he deny who gave his only Son to die? The circumstances that are recorded in Matthew 4 tell us of a terrible hour. An hour when God the Son, hungry and thirsty after 40 days without anything to eat or drink, is now the target of Satan's power. Oh, that today we may see the God-man, our Savior and our Lord, our substitute and our sacrifice to be upon the cross, stand to be taunted by the devil, to be tempted by the devil, to become the target of the devil. What radiance shines from Christ, God manifest in the flesh. What a glory amidst his shame is seen. And what love and tenderness there is amidst the tearing atom of the devil and all his power of sin. The devil is the master and monster of the pit of hell itself. God the Father knows the blackest stains of his unredeemable soul. I knew, as a Bible taught, that Satan was unredeemable. He would never escape the darkness of the damned or be delivered from the wrath that is to come. And yet he comes and faces God incarnate and attempts to do with God, the God incarnate, what he succeeded to do with Adam and Eve in the garden. Notice the parallel. The offer is food. That's what he offered Eve in the garden. The fruit. And to Christ, he offered the fruit. But Christ was due to go to another place, to another hill, to Golgotha. And there he was going to prepare bread for every hungry soul and salvation for those that sit in darkness to see the light. There is a parallel between the fall of Adam and Eve and the victory of Christ our Savior and our Lord. In the garden, man first made and woman first made were tortured and destroyed by the devil. But thank God at the end of this chapter, the devil flies away and Christ stands superbly in his majesty, his glory, and his sinlessness. The Lamb without spot before God. It was the will of God that Christ should walk the road of the most hellish temptations and vilest brutality in order that a way from hell to heaven might be opened up and all who come to Christ can be delivered fully, finally, from wrath to come. I'll never be in hell, for Christ took my hell for me. I'll never be lost, because Jesus Christ was found for me to be the ransom of my soul. Christ had just come out of Jordan, where the very heaven above was opened. And for the only time in all history was the Father's voice heard from the Shekinah glory of the heaven of heavens. It was an announcement. What was the announcement? The announcement was that Christ was his Son in whom he was well pleased. The Father knew that his Son would not fail before on this war, this temptation, this darkness, when all the hosts of hell threw themselves against the pure, immaculate God incarnate in the flesh. But when the temptation was over, there wasn't one spot upon Christ. He was the sinless, spotless Son of God. And what was said as he entered his temptation could be said when the temptation was overthrown. God could say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." When the eternal Son of God had been baptized in Jordan's flood, to the lone desert he repairs, and sore temptation firmly bears. Should you that now have been baptized be thus with Satan's darts surprised, lift up to heaven your wishful eyes, your hope, your help, in Jesus lies. Never presume to think or say the stream had washed your sins away. Never depend on what you own, nor trust to works or duties done. Each rite with truth and love ordained points to the Lamb that once was slain. Our wandering thoughts to him they call, the center and the soul of all. Baptized with Christ, be it your aim to dignify the Christian name. With him aspire to things above and put put on Christ in faith and love. Christ was coming to his baptism with the divine seal of heaven's approval. The heavens had already opened. The doors of heaven were never closed against the holy, harmless, undefiled Son of God. And as the heavens were opened, there was a voice. It was the voice of his Father. Co-equal and co-eternal with the Holy Spirit of God. And what was it? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Every step of Christ in his path on earth could be punctuated with that creditation from the lips of God himself. There never was a time in which God the Father was not well pleased with the Son. Even in the darkness of dark Calvary, even in the midst of the judgment of the cross, thank God the union between Father and Son stood up to all the satanic pressures. And Jesus Christ came forth from the tomb, and there wasn't a smell of death upon him. He rose triumphantly to go to heaven and present there his sacrifice. He said to the woman, he said, I'm going to heaven to present what I have done to the God of heaven. Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom my hopes of heaven depend. Know when I blush, be this my shame, that I no more revere his name. Ashamed of Jesus, yes, I may, but I've no guilt to wash away, no tear to wipe, no good to crave, no fears to quell, no soul to save. Till then, nor is my boasting vain. Till then I boast a Savior slain. And oh, may this my glory be, that Christ is not ashamed of me. His institutions would I prize. Take up my cross, the shame despise. Dare to defend his noble cause and yield obedience to his laws. Mr. C.H. Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, has a tremendous utterance on this subject. He said, I return to this narrative when we are told that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Satan met up with Christ, who was filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet, although he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was the target of the devil's temptation. Because the Holy Spirit is never given in vain, and it is given to us in preparation for a battle, for a conflict, for a fight, for a deadly war. And again, where the Spirit is given, the evil spirit of hell will be let loose. The devil hates Christ with satanic hatred and battles with him day in and day out to get the victory. But thank God, Christ is always victorious. And Jesus Christ reigns. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. When the Holy Spirit fills us, then the devil can do his worst. But he cannot break a bone in our spiritual bodies, nor put us out of action in the army of the King of kings and Lord of lords. All the important truths in the New Testament about the fullness of the Spirit are promises to us that no matter how hard the roadway we have to travel, no matter how stiff the fight we have to engage in, no matter how terrible the opposition and how perpetual the powers of hell, yet the holy man and the holy woman, trusting in Jesus Christ alone, will come safely through and gain heaven's blessed day and the land that is fairer than day. Christ was coming from his baptism with the seal of heaven upon him. The heavens have opened. The voice of the Father has attested Christ's co-equality with himself and the Spirit. The cry has gone up, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And someday, when we stand at the gate of the heavenly city, and the great, always open doors stand before us, thank God, because we have been to Jesus for the cleansing power and we're washed in the blood of the Lamb, we too shall hear that word. We too shall hear the welcome of the Father to the kingdom of his Son forevermore. What did Christ say? He said, "In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You can't be defeated when you walk with Jesus. He knows no defeat, and he will never know any defeat. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He's champion of all champions. He's field marshal of all field marshals. He is a winner in every war. Oh, dear child of God, walk with him. Talk with him. Commune with him. Get as near to his heart as you can to hear the beat of his heart of love for you. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Every step we take should be a step closer to our Lord. The greatest distance between ourselves and the world will not prevent Satan from having his attack. You will be attacked every day of your pilgrimage on earth. You will be the target of Satan's planning and Satan's designing against you. But be not afraid. He has brought every one of his children to heaven. He's never lost one of them. And he's not going to lose you. You're as sure of heaven as if you were in it. He cannot fail, for he is God. He cannot fail. He's pledged his word. When the Holy Spirit fills us, then the devil will do his best to kill us. But we cannot die. You know why? Because he has given to us eternal life. Listen, and we shall never, never, never perish. The one who's going to perish is the devil. I often close my eyes and think of the final judgment of the devil. Already, according to the book of Revelation, at this time in history, it is recorded that the evil Trinity is being judged. And that those who deserve eternal judgment, the book of Revelation tells me, the first two of them will be taken and they'll be cast into hell. But Satan will continue locked up and waiting for sin. And when the hour is come, he will be taken out and he will be put into the prison house of God with the other rebels that associated with him in his satanic attack upon the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is judged, he's sentenced, and the sentence will be carried out. But thank God, we who are washed in the blood of the Lamb have escaped hell forever, for Jesus took our place and died for us. And so we can look into the future and can say, my future is safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his tender breast. There shall my soul have eternal peace, and for me it will be God's heaven, will be my home forever and ever. Have you ever had itchy feet for heaven? Have you? Have you ever shut your eyes and wondered about what's before me? Well, I tell you that when you get to heaven, you'll turn on me and say, Paisley, why did you not talk more about heaven? Isn't this a wonderful place? And I'll say to you, you didn't think it was so wonderful when I was preaching. But thank God, eye hath not heard, ear hath not heard, eye hath not seen what God has prepared for those that love him. Child of God, go on loving him. Child of God, go on serving him. Child of God, go on worshiping him. For one day, you're going to see him. But I'll tell you something else. one day you're going to be like him, for you shall see him as he is. May God bless us today as we worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy presence with us today. And we thank thee for the one who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he has prevailed. And we pray that the Lord may keep us faithful to him, and that we'll not wander into bypath meadow, but will stay on the road that leads to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, be with us all now and forevermore. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.